The young postman, the elf in bangle. Oh, it looks really mysterious.
Mr. Postie, Mr. Postie, the gleam in your eye makes me think about winter in the sun. How come you never told me she was going away? Oh, oh, young postman.
Come on, Derek, my old son, it's now or never. Morning.
Good morning, sir. How might I help you? Magazine, perhaps? I've got some lovely newspapers, if you're interested.
I'd like to buy some cigarettes, please.
I see. Has sir smoked before?
No, I haven't.
Postman?
Yes.
Very well, let me see. Camel, Gitane, well, they're strictly for students, but only in the scrunchy packets. Benson and Hedges, that's a possibility. No. Yeah, here you are. I've got just the thing. Players number 6, postman. Yeah.
Ta.
Well done, sir. You look much more grown up already.
Yes. Morning, Brian.
Morning, Derek. Hurry up, we're late.
Oh, sorry, Brian, I've got to take my time. I've just taken up smoking. Look.
Wow. Derek, that's really clever. Can I have a go?
Oh, I can't let you, Brian, I'm sorry. Perhaps some other time. I don't want you to feel you've got to do it because of peer group pressure.
Oh, right. What sort are they?
Players number 6. They're the usual ones for postmen. Mm. Here, look at the packet.
Oh, yeah, wow, brilliant. Derek, there's a health warning and everything. Come on, let's go and show Sue. Mm. Morning, Sue.
Morning, Brian. Hello, Derek.
Hi. What are you up to?
Oh, just having a bit of a tidy up, actually, Brian. If we're going to sort all these letters properly, we're going to need a neat, well-organised sorting office. Mm. I shudder to think what Mr. Tilbury must make of all this mess. Well, Derek, don't just stand there like Norman Lamont. Come and give me a hand. Here's a cloth. Go and give the coffee machine a wipe. Brian, would you mind watering the plants?
OK, Sue. Hey, have you noticed anything different about Derek?
Hmm?
Don't you think he looks a lot more sophisticated?
Wow.
Oh, no, I've got ash all over it. Hey, wait a minute. Here, look at this. It was on top of the coffee machine.
Wow, a mystical parcel. Must have been up there for years. Blow the dust off, Derek. We can all cough like they do in Doctor Who.
Let me see that, Derek. It's addressed to Professor J.R.R. Tolkien.
Mm.
And it was posted in 1932.
Wow, I hope it wasn't important.
Don't worry about that, Brian. I hardly think we could be held responsible if it was on top of a coffee machine.
Mm. I think there's something inside.
Go on, Brian, open it.
Right. Hey, look at this. Wow, looks like a bracelet. There's a letter here. I don't believe this. It's from Albert Einstein. Dear Professor Tolkien, I found this strange bangle while I was wandering around in my slippers playing the violin. Perhaps it may be of interest to you. P.S. As it is 1932, I have just discovered relativity.
Let me see it, Brian.
Wow.
Fits quite nicely. Do you think it suits me?
Quick, you two, it's Mr. Tilbury.
Right, lads. Take a look at this. The numbers here give the surface to trench depth in feet. The props have fallen here all along the Wesley shaft. Your only chance is dig your way in through the pipe tunnel. I'll give you 2 hours, then I'll switch the pumps off. Not a minute more. And, lads, good luck.
think that was important.
Come on, Brian, we deserve a break.
Come on, let's go and have a cup of tea in the canteen.
Okay.
Oh, that's better. Filthy habit. Does anyone want the window open?
No one cares about your smoking, Derek. You're not even doing it properly.
I am.
You're not? You're not even breathing it in.
I am, watch.
You know, Brian, there's something really odd about this bangle. It feels strange, almost magical. Do you think it looks quite unusual?
Hang on a minute, I'm just going to put my overall back in my locker.
Okay.
Sue, do you fancy a game of pool?
Maybe later, Derek.
I don't believe this.
What's the matter, Brian?
An amazing thing just happened. Quick, come and have a look. Here, in my locker, look. You just open the door, step inside.
You can't be serious, Brian. I can't go wandering in there with a lighted cigarette. Anything could happen.
Quickly, Derek. It'll be fine. Look, if I just push my way through these overalls... Come on, come on.
Wow.
Isn't it amazing? A Tolkien-esque world in the back of my locker. Feel that sunshine.
Do you think there's one in my locker as well?
I wonder why I never found it before. Oh, it's so beautiful. Look, with the trees, the green fields, just like in The Hobbit.
Oh, Brian, I hate fantasy literature. I'm going back.
You can't go back, Derek. Look, the locker has disappeared.
What?
Wait, Derek, look, over there. A little ball of blue fire. It's coming towards us.
Oh. Greetings, postmen.
Wow. Who are you?
I am Gandalf the Wizard. I was wondering when you lot were going to turn up. Watch this.
Woo! Okay.
You like that? You love this? Go on, Derek. Pick a card.
All right.
Now take a good look. Yes? Right? Shove it back anywhere you like. Right. Smash it. Now, three taps with my magic wand. And your card has mysteriously travelled to the top of the pack. There you are, the Five of Clubs.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, but it wasn't the Five of Clubs. Anyway, I must be brief, for it is
dangerous for you to remain in these parts. Far in the east, the Lonely Mountain has been overrun by Argos the Dragon. Years ago, this was the domain of the King of the Elves, and in happier days, he presided over a collection of long-playing records that was second to none. But now Argos sits on his vintage vinyl and lays the land to waste.
Ooh.
You, my postal friends, have been chosen to rescue the dragon's hoard.
Oh.
It will not be easy. You shall need all the help you can get. Sue, do you know the power of the jewel about your wrist?
The bangle?
No ordinary bangle, Sue. It is an ancient talisman forged by elves at the beginning of the world. Let me show you. Look. Here, on the inside, a runic inscription engraved in the plastic.
Yes.
This bangle is none other than the Arkbangle of Winfield, the great dwarf of the northern wastes. You may find it useful.
You see, Brian? I told you it was important.
He said.
To you, Brian, I give this blade. It was forged in the mines of Anstrad, and its name in the ancient language was Letraset the Goblin Tickler. But you must give it a more sensible name.
Oh, thank you, Gandalf. I shall call it Swinger.
Fair enough. To you, Derek, I give these menthol cigarettes. Lots of people use them to pretend that smoking is healthy.
Oh, thanks very much.
You must walk this path to the last cosy house.
Yeah, yeah.
There you will find a guide who will lead you through the tangly wood and past the sleepy river.
Mm-hmm.
The wood is extremely treacherous, and many travellers have perished within it.
Oh,
you must be wary of goblins, orcs, and the evil sausage dogs. I can give you a nasty nip. Should you make it to the other side, there you will find the Lonely Mountain and the Hoard of Argos. You have no time to lose. The dragon is leaving lots of the records out of their sleeves. And very soon there will be little left of the collection at all.
Aren't you coming with us?
Sadly, no. I have other business to attend to. I said I'd wait in. Me boiler's packed up and a couple of fawns are coming round to have a look at it. Farewell. Damn.
Where did he go?
Well, come on, you two, we'd better get moving. It's time we were heading for the last cozy house. Come on, you two, we're almost there.
Brian, I've been thinking. I wonder what it is that the elfin bangle does.
Stand still a minute, Sue. I think it might be making you a little bit see-through. What do you think, Derek?
Perhaps it's made you a little bit taller.
Do you think so?
Do you feel any different?
I feel a bit hungry.
Oh, perhaps that's it then. It makes you feel a little bit peckish around meal times.
Come on. Anyway, let's find out who lives here.
Ah, hello. Now, what can I do for you?
I don't believe it's Sergeant Wilson out of Dad's army.
Oh, good Lord, I expect you'll be wanting me to guide you through that awful wood.
That's right. We've come to rescue the elfin horde from Argus the Dragon.
Oh, good Lord. Sue, my dear, it's not elfin, you see, it's Elvin.
Oh.
Yeah, Elvin. Mr. Talk is very particular about that, you see. He's a professor of Anglo-Saxon, you know, and... Well, come on, then, I might as well make a start. I'm just going to get my gun.
It's quite strange meeting someone like Sergeant Wilson on a Tolkien-esque adventure, isn't it?
Mm. Righto, already. Well, best foot forward and all that. Let's take a stroll down to what's it called?
The Tangly Wood.
Oh, yes, of course, the Tangly What's It. Well, quick march.
You think it's safe?
Oh, good heavens, I'm so sorry. I completely slipped my mind. Everyone, it's really important to stay on the path, if that's all right. It's probably not a good idea to go wandering off, you see, huh? You know what, you don't know what might, you know what might,
The smoke, by the way.
What?
The smoke.
Oh.
Menthol cigarettes, they're really good for you. Smoke loads of them, and number six.
Oh, thank you very much, it's really awfully kind. I don't mind if I do. Well, they freshen your breath rather nicely, don't they? Yes, well, all right then, everyone. I'm afraid we've got a bit of a tricky bit, you see. It's the Sleepy River, sir.
Well, it doesn't look very scary to me.
Oh, yes, it doesn't look scary, Sue, dear. But the problem is, rather, that if one falls in the water, one never wakes up, you see. It's, well, something like that, anyway.
Oh, Sue, I think Sergeant Wilson knows what he's talking about.
Oh, rubbish, Brian. Don't forget, I've got the elfin bangle to protect me. I can easily jump it. Watch this!
No, Sue, I don't think... Sue! Oh! Sue, you just knocked Sergeant Wilson in the water!
I didn't go anywhere near him!
Come on, Derek, use his gun to pull him back in.
I've got him! I've got him! Sergeant Wilson, I've got you!
Oh, he's fast asleep. Wake up, Sergeant Wilson! Wake up! Oh, no! What are we going to do?
Gosh... It's getting awfully dark, Brian. And I'm very hungry. Brian, you're not listening to me.
Hmm? Oh, sorry, Sue. I was just thinking about Sergeant Wilson. Do you think the sausage dogs have got him?
Oh, for God's sake, he'll be all right. It'll probably wear off in a week or two. There's no point us ruining our whole adventure just to help him out of danger.
I suppose you're right. I mean, we are in a hurry and everything.
Wait a minute, you two. What's that noise?
Look, over there. A ring of campfires.
Wow! We've stumbled across an elfin all-nighter. Come on. Let's go and take a closer look.
Brian, that's a crazy idea. Remember what Sergeant Wilson said about not straying off the path?
Oh, for goodness sake, Derek. You don't want to go listen to Sergeant Wilson's advice. It didn't get him very far, did it?
Come on, Derek. Where's your sense of adventure? Besides, we've got the Arkan bangle to protect us.
Right.
Come on, let's see if we can get a little bit closer. Come here, you two. Look, you can see the elves dancing. Oh, they're having a really great time.
They're really well turned out, aren't they?
Mm. I love their little leather caps and whips. Come on, Brian. Let's wave.
Oh, coming. No, hey, Brian, don't be a fool. Right, Sue. Oh. No.
Wake up, Derek. Wake up.
Gandalf, where am I?
Back on the path. Watch this. Ordinary piece of newspaper. Fold it like so.
Make a few rips in it. Look at that. 10 little soldiers.
Great. Where's Sir Brian?
Captured by the Elfin King.
I knew it was a bad idea to try and join in the Elfin all-nighter.
What are we going to do now?
You must rescue them, Derek. They are imprisoned in the Elfin Castle. My suggestion is that you trick your way in there and then find some way of helping them escape.
Can't you help me?
Sadly, no. I'm needed elsewhere. Bit of carpeting that needs attending to. Farewell.
Oh, this is awful.
What am I going to do now? Right, here we go, Derek. Believe in yourself.
Who's there?
Derek Swindley.
Oh, wait a second, love. Oh, dear me. So down in the mouth. Cheer up. Takes 32 muscles to smile, 73 to frown. Oh, what can I do you for? Fancy an acorn?
No, thanks.
Well, come on, then. I haven't got all day. I've got buttercups to sniff.
Well, actually, I've come about some consultancy.
Oh.
I wonder if you'd be interested in an independent view of your whole elf operation here in the Tangley Wood.
Consultancy? Wouldn't have thought you were the sort. Well, then, perhaps you'd better come inside. You are a big chap. Nice cap, though. Very kitsch. So what's all this consultancy you do a flip about when it's at home, then, eh?
Well, it's a bit of a grey area, really. It's about efficiency and things like that, I suppose. For example, these pine cones over here.
Hmm.
Have you ever thought about subcontracting the whole side of your operation to perhaps a small team of beavers or centaurs or something?
Beavers? I see.
Think where you'd like to be 10 years from now. I mean, I don't see you in 10 years' time just playing with pine cones. I see you making necklaces from elderberries, things like that.
Elderberries? Well, that's something I hadn't thought of.
It's all about, like, concentrating on the things you do best. Dancing, singing and stuff, wearing skimpy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about modernisation? Why don't you buy lots of new equipment and throw all the old stuff out? Make you much more competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not the only elves in Tanglewood, are you? Get yourself some new flutes, some tambourines and things. Tell you what, give me a few minutes to look the place over, and then I'll give you a whopping great bill.
Mm. Sounds good to me. I'll go and do a bit of skipping.
Sue, Brian. Wow, Derek! Wake up, Sue. It's Derek. How did you manage to get in here?
I tricked the elves into thinking I was a woodland consultant.
Oh, really?
Brilliant, eh? They've given me the whole run of the castle. Quick, we haven't got much time. Come on.
What are we doing here, Derek?
This is the Elfin sorting office.
Oh, wow.
Now, I've got the whole thing worked out.
Uh-huh.
You two climb into these post bags and you can escape by the postal system.
Uh-huh.
Come on, it's your only chance.
Brilliant.
Wow, this is really exciting.
Hello, where are you?
Into the bags, quick.
Do you want some mead? Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn.
It's no good, Derek. He's bound to find us.
Oh, hello. Who are you?
Take this, you elfin scum.
Oh, I say. Yes.
Right in the moustache. Well done, Swinger. This is an ancient blade indeed. From now on, it shall strike fear into the heart of every unarmed, defenceless elf in Hobbit land. Well, it's a good thing Derek rescued us from the Elfin Castle, even if it was all a bit unlikely. Come on, there's the Lonely Mountain just up ahead.
I don't like the look of that raven, Brian. He's been following us for ages. Seems to be listening to us.
We'd better be careful. It might be spying on us for the dragon.
How are we going to get inside the Lonely Mountain when we get there?
Brian, this must be where the Elfin bangle comes in handy. Probably, if it catches the morning sun at just the right angle, a secret passage will open up in the rock which will lead us to the dragon's hoard.
Wow. Come on, then. The sun's about to rise. We haven't a moment to lose.
Well, here we are at the mountain. If I can just get the bangle off...
No, wait a minute, Sue. Wait, there's a door here.
Of course, that's it. The Arkham bangle is a key. If I fit it into that circular groove in the rock...
No, but Sue, it's open. Look. See? All it needed was a bit of a push.
Hey, wait a minute. Shh, you two, listen. That must be the dragon. Hey, he's playing something off the Give My Regards to Broadway album.
It's very out of condition.
Someone ought to go down and see what the dragon is up to.
Well then, Derek, you're so clever. Why didn't you go?
Hey, wait a minute. I never wanted to come on this adventure in the first place.
Go on. You can take the Arkham bangle for protection.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps it makes you invisible, but only to the dragon. Brian and I will wait here.
Oh, okay. Hold that for me, would you, Brian? Ta.
Okay.
Oh, smashing super. Marvellous. Throw that one away. Yes! Oh, 5 points, Uncle Jim. Now then, all the way back to 1972 for this one from Mop the Who. Oh, yes, my precious. Oh, all the young dudes. Yes, very nice. What was that? Oh. Yes, noise of an intruder. Oh, menthol cigarettes. Oh, is that a purse, man? We can smell. That would never do. No. Not at all, Uncle Ted. Is it after our records, I wonder? Is that what it wants? Who is there, please? Who is out there in the darkness?
It's me, Derek Swindley from Swansden Central Post Office.
Oh, yes, well, let's ask it a riddle, shall we? If it gets this right, if it gets the right answer, we won't eat it. Oh.
Blue mink.
Hmm?
Melting pot.
Oh. Oh.
1972.
Oh, yes, very good young sir. Not bad at all, you say. But does it now? This one.
X-ray specs.
Oh.
Germ-free adolescent.
Yes. But does it know the year then? Does it know that?
1979.
Oh, very clever. All the way back to 1979. What a clever little post bag it is. Now then. Very good indeed. Now, it can ask me one now. The whole little post bag. Indeed, it can. Ask away. Oh, yes, not a bad choice, not bad at all, as it happens. Tight fit, of course, tight fit with their hit from 1983, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Oh! Where's it gone? The nasty little thing has gone. What's it got its nasty little hands on?
I made it.
Derek, are you all right?
Did you bring any records?
Yeah, just a Gary Newman 12-inch Cars. I'm sorry. Argus has got a phenomenal grasp of pop trivia. It's going to be very hard to get our hands on the collection.
Wait a minute, you two. In that raven's beak, look. A Boney M single. It must be friendly after all. Maybe it can talk. Why don't we get it to tell Gandalf that we're in trouble? Excuse me. We need your help.
Hello. What can I do for you?
Wow.
We have to get a message to Gandalf the Wizard.
Gandalf? What's he?
We come as friends.
Friends? What's he? Have you got any bright objects? What a nest. There's a nice bit of moss over there, if you're interested. I'm not sitting on the edge today. She is. Got any nuts? Hello? Are you a bird?
What are we going to do now? That raven can talk, but it's completely stupid.
Can I be of any assistance?
Gandalf!
We have little time. Watch closely. Oops.
A cat.
A horse.
A
sausage dog, which turns into... da-da-da-da-da-da! A giraffe.
Yeah, yeah, that's quite good.
Postmen, I have grave news. Argos has missed the Gary Newman single, and his wrath has been stirred. We are about to witness a terrible battle. Come and look over the edge of the cliff.
No,
see? Sergeant Wilson and the elves are battling against Argos and evil sausage dogs of the north. Go, join the battle, for only the Ark and Bangle can save them now. Farewell.
No, Sue. Brian. I never wanted to come on this journey in the first place, but I can't stand by and watch Sergeant Wilson be destroyed by that evil dragon. I suppose I've finally found my hidden courage. A bit like Bilbo Baggins in The Hobbit.
Mm. I say, Derek, over here. Derek, please, please, we need your help.
So, Brian, come on.
No, wait a minute, Derek. Derek. Just behind that outcrop of rock. It looked like some overalls.
Oh, it must be the back of the locker.
No, don't.
Quick, Derek, come on. Come on, before it's too late. Before it's too late.
All right, then.
This way, everyone.
Come on, Brian.
Ow! What's your sword? Wow! We made it!
Look at that clock. We haven't been gone any time at all.
Excellent. That means we've got the rest of tea break still left.
Mm.
Come on, Derek. I'll set them up. Best of three, eh?
Mm.
I'll break.
Say, it's a shame about Sergeant Wilson, wasn't it?
Hmm?
I say, it's a shame, Sergeant Wilson.
Oh, for God's sake, Derek. You just don't get it, do you?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Derek!
It's a metaphor. The whole thing was just a metaphor.
What for?
Oh, something ridiculous, Derek. Truth. Or politics.
Mm. Oh, politics. Right, I see. Oh, yeah. A metaphor, right? Oh, you two, I don't know.
So what was the bangle, then?
What do you mean?
The bangle.
What? Oh, the bangle? I think the bangle was just crap.
Yes.
The Young Postman starred Ben Miller as Brian, John Thompson as Derek, and Felicity Montague as Sue. Alistair McGowan as Sergeant Wilson, the Elf and Argus, and Jim Barclay as Mr. Tilbury, Gandalf and the Raven. Gandalf's magic props were supplied by Norman Lamont. The Young Postman was written by Ben Miller, music by Murray Gold, and the producer was Gareth Edwards. Young Postman.